You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My cousin is getting out of jail soon. What does he need? How do I help? Let's get into it.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. First steps up to the microphone to give that speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous, and comes his crescendo.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
You can't lock up the rock.
I know. That was a slant rhyme. That's what they call that in the business.
Yeah.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Do you feel like there's an attempt to incarcerate rock and roll?
Well, I hope not, because you can't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's fantastic. And I'm incredibly proud of us for at least not opening with the Jailhouse Rock reference.
Sure, yeah, there's that.
I have a feeling it might be coming, but we didn't open with it.
You had the whole Purple game. Don't even get me started.
Okay, we are answering a question about this, in case you're wondering why we're talking about this. Tonight, it came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome for any question. It says, my cousin is getting out of jail soon. What does he need, and how do I help? And Glenn, there are some questions about being good people and having morals and whatnot that we might not necessarily be the right people to answer, to be entirely honest. But this is something we do know. You've founded an entire ministry based around helping guys who are returning citizens get plugged in and get what they need. And what have you learned about that?
Well, I think the main thing is to recognize that when we're talking about people coming out of jail, that there's an adjustment period to that. There's a bit of a culture shock of getting back to the real world. A lot of people getting out of incarceration face a certain amount of disappointment. They're glad to be out, but they're dealing with the fact that that there's a lot of life has happened while they were away, and that can be a real discouragement. But it's about having an attitude of that it's not up to us to sort of wave a magic wand to fix all that all at once. That there are resources, there's a path. But it's going to take a bit of time.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And Joe, I'd love you to pick us up there in this idea that there will be a world of discouraging things awaiting your cousin as far as the box on the job interview about whether or not you have a felony record and, you know, people making snide comments about you weren't around for X number of votes. So if we have made up our mind to be the positive influence, how do we do that?
That's a great question. You love your cousin, and you put that into action, and you encourage your cousin, and you put that into action in words. You say and do loving and encouraging things.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't have to be terribly good at it. That's okay. Most of us aren't. I know I'm not. But you say and you do loving and encouraging things. And you say and do that knowing that that's what your cousin needs, because in truth, as both these fellows are pointing out, he's going to get a lot of stuff that isn't that. The unfortunate truth is getting out of jail really sucks. It's just, it's a painful, disorienting, disappointing, weird process. Having somebody that day after day come in and say, I've got your back, I believe in you, I'm standing with you, I love you, I know you have great potential, we're going to figure this thing out, we're going to deal with today, and then we'll deal with tomorrow. Oh my gosh, is that an incredibly powerful thing, an incredibly important thing, and a rare thing. You wouldn't believe the number of people who aren't going to do that for your cousin, so it makes it all the more important that you do.
Yeah, absolutely right. There's no substitute for making up your mind that you are going to be loving, supporting, and encouraging. And then, as Jed mentioned, a very important step is to say those things out loud.
Yeah.
You cannot be a silent encourager in this situation. You need to say those things out loud. If one of the things that's intimidating to you is the idea that you don't know what someone getting out of jail would face, and you don't know what that process is like, you don't have the expertise, the good news is your friends right here on the Bridge Loud do know what that's like, and we'll be back to talk more details about that when we come right back on the Bridge Loud.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you'll hold me and console me in the old faster way. No more crying or pain, and you'll show me how you know me. Then it's how I know you without it through and through.
Here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm free to rock however I want.
And Jed Brewer.
It's free country, man.
That's right. Can't put the rock on seg, man.
It's good.
We're going to get deep into the jargon this week, because we're talking about jail. That's something three of us know pretty well from visiting for the ministry.
Sure.
Mostly.
That too.
Yep. Also, our question that comes in specifically is, my cousin is getting out of jail soon. What does he need, and how do I help? And Glenn, as you mentioned in the first segment, you've done a lot of work with people behind bars and a lot of work with people coming out. So let's get a little deeper into this, the specific struggles that someone like that faces and the specific help they may need.
Well, I think it starts with patience. We have a lot of people that they're behind bars and they're sitting there the whole time feeling like, I should be working, I should be providing for my family. They get out and they reunite with their family, and the message from the family is, you should have been out of here, you should have been working, you know, we owe all this money, you've got to do something right away. And getting overly wound up on that is how you go back to dispensing unlicensed pharmaceuticals to your neighborhood and end up getting locked up again. So that having that impatient attitude can actually be a big part of what drives them right back into the system. It's more important for us to have an attitude of step by step, one thing at a time.
Yeah, absolutely right. We will share a quick story of Glenn and our friend Pete were visiting a guy in a downstate state jail facility who was mentioning that he was getting daily calls from his family members asking him for money.
Right. While he's locked up.
And while he is locked up, and has been for not an inconsiderable amount of time.
Right.
So there are going to be a lot of interesting voices and a lot of weird demands on someone's sanity and time. And Jed, let's look a little bit more about how we can be a positive one.
Well, we need to be realistic. That's part of being patient. Bottom line is, in nearly all cases, when you get out of jail, you have a parole officer who is your new boss in life. They tell you what you can do. They tell you where you can go. They tell you when you can go there, mm-hmm. if you can go there. Mm-hmm. And particularly when you're first getting out of jail, a lot, and there's a reason for it. It's not even necessarily wrong, but there are a lot of parole officers that are very hard on people when they first get out,
yeah.
when they're first getting established. There are reasons for that, and you do not want to defy that. That's
right.
A super bad idea.
Yeah.
So it's going to be something where your cousin is probably, as Glenn's saying, facing a lot of pretty angry demands from family of make money and do things, but he's actually got a person who's telling him what he can and can't do.
Right.
He's calling shots over him and maybe insisting, I don't want you to get a job. I want you to find an AA meeting and start going to that. And I want you to have people sign the sheet and bring the sheet back to me. So what you can do is you can be a patient, consistent source of love and encouragement in the midst of that. You can be that voice of sanity saying, I know it feels like it's going slow, but you're doing good stuff. You're doing what the PO says to do. You're taking those steps. You're finding the meeting. You're doing the things. We'll get there. I know you're doing good stuff. Even if everybody else isn't sure, I believe in you. I've got your back.
That's absolutely right. I think that points again to the importance of that patience piece, because you need to encourage in what is going on to a certain extent. You are not here to hack the reentry process.
Nope.
I mean, a lot of people tell them, I don't care what PO says, you got to be out making money. Or be the voice that says, do the right thing. Do the thing that's in front of you. Let's not be in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Let's not be on that. And if you can be that person, you'll be an invaluable part of your cousin's reentry process.
Bridge Loud.
Welcome back to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
If you can't find a partner, just use a wooden chair. That's what I always say.
That is what you always say.
Yes.
It doesn't work in a lot of contexts. Also
right.
Joining us is Jed Brewer.
I'm a renowned designer of wooden chairs. So.
And Jailhouse does not rock in any way.
No. So. They don't have a lot of concerts. I know you've seen Johnny Cash. I know you've seen the end of the Blues Brothers. The amount of just jumping up and down and dancing to the live music is
pretty low.
Less than you'd be led to believe.
That's
from
right.
Our friends in Hollywood. We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are more than welcome to write in with your questions. This one says, my cousin is getting out of jail soon. What does he need, and how do I help? And Glenn, in these previous segments, we talked about kind of the mindset we need to be positive, to be encouraging, to be patient. It's all very critical. But let's look in this segment about how we put that into action. As Jed pointed out in our previous segment, there are concrete things your cousin needs to do, and there are concrete ways you can have a role in helping that happen. So what are those?
I think finding resources is the key. There are a ton of resources out there for finding job leads, being able to, if you need clothes for a job interview, if you need food for your pantry while you're applying for that job and getting your first paycheck, there are a ton of programs out there that do really good work. Unfortunately, a lot of them are underfunded. Sometimes they're hard to find.
The advertising budget is not huge.
Yeah. That's right. So, you know, it's on you to do a lot of that work to find them. But our ministry is really focused on helping people renew their spiritual lives. But a big chunk of what we do is providing resources, helping people, you know, get on Craigslist and find a job listing. Finding an apartment is really, really a tough challenge for a lot of people. It's easy if you've done it before. You have somebody who has done it before, you can get some help from them. It's a big difference.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point here. We need to remember that a lot of these guys and gals, a lot of folks who end up in jail, particularly if they're a little on the younger side, have either never had or missed a kind of transition into being what we would consider a person who does normal adult things. And filling out a job application and knowing how to physically go somewhere and look for an apartment. If you started dealing drugs in a gang when you were in your early teens and got locked up in your mid-teens for a certain amount of time, you may have never done that. Yeah. So, Jed, what are the little things that it may not occur to us to do with a friend who's just needs a job or just needs a place to stay that a person who's coming out of jail who needs those things may need a little extra help on?
Sure. Well, I'd offer two things just real quick. The first is pick up the phone, call places that he could work. You know, maybe he's pushed a mower before so he could work in landscaping, this kind of thing. And ask them, do you hire guys with records?
Right.
Just full out. Is that something that you do? People in general are not shy about answering that question. If they say, no, we'd never do that, great, now we know. You call enough places, you'll find them. Say, yeah, no, we'd want to talk to him. We want to get to know him, but that's something that we're open to. Awesome. Now you know a great first place to apply for a job. The second thing is literally giving dude a ride to the job interview.
Yep.
A lot of people getting out of jail for a variety of reasons don't have a license or don't have a car or both. So you giving him a ride to the interview so he can be there on time, he can be there not covered in sweat, makes a huge difference. That's something you can do.
It absolutely is. And you can say encouraging things along the way, which is really the perfect mesh of the practical and the emotional that we're looking for. We'll be back with one more segment right here on The Bridge Loud.
Paper. Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Free. I'm free to do what I want.
Okay.
That's true. Some people are not.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in a minute. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
In fact, there's a correlation. The acting on that freedom to do what you want is what often leads to the lack of freedom to do what you want.
The irony of it.
Yes.
I think we're creating a cinematic universe in which I'm free to do what I want, I Fought the Law and the Law Won, and Jailhouse Rock are all part of one giant rock opera. And I think I can get that idea sold. We're continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you were welcome to write in. It says, my cousin is getting out of jail soon. What does he need, and how do I help? And Glenn, we've mentioned a couple times, we'll spell it out a little bit, a big part of our ministry that you founded is a program you started called The Bridge, where folks who are getting out of jail come. Mm-hmm. And get services and get ministered to and get plugged into churches, hopefully. And maybe in the way to answering this question, we can look at why you set up The Bridge that way. What needs were you trying to address?
Well, I think the thing is, if you look at statistics and sociological information, there's an overwhelming tendency that all of us have to act the way the people around us act.
Yep.
We all like to think of ourselves, well, I'm a loner, I do things my own
way. I'm a rugged individualist.
Yeah, but the numbers don't bear that out. We tend to act like the people that we're around. Well, the thing is, that's not a bad thing, as long as you're around people who are headed in a good and positive direction. For me, I not only was I around a lot of people who were heading in the wrong direction, I was the one leading them there. So, for the good of everyone, I need to be somewhere else. So for the guys that we're working with, they're coming out of Cook County Jail or out of downstate facilities, they need a new social circle. They need a whole new environment. You know, we're hoping that they find that in a church where they're finding more positive people, trying to make big changes, and that they would be like a family to them that helped them and encouraged them.
Absolutely right. And Jed, as we close out here, we've looked at how we could help family members, help someone with jobs, with AA meetings, with housing. How can they help in getting someone into that new positive environment?
They can go with them. Nobody wants to go to something new by themselves. People feel like they wouldn't belong, they wouldn't be wanted, they stick out like a sore thumb. And unfortunately, sometimes that can be true. Go with your cousin. If he wants to go try a church, that's beautiful. Go with him. If he wants to go to a meeting, that's beautiful. Go with him. That's fine. And if you're not sure where to go, write us. TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. That's TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. Our whole gig is knowing where to go where people will be cool. So if you're looking for a place that you and your cousin can go and people will be cool and it'll be positive and uplifting, write us. We can sort that out wherever you're at. We can help you find that place. We want that. We know God has good things in store for you and your cousin. We love you and we believe in you.
And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
If you were looking for accomplishment, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted failure, so here I am. You were looking for intelligence, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance.